Harvest turns to cotton and soybeans. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The cotton around here has done a little better than people kind of expected, I think. I don't know where all of it's going to be that way or not, and I'm not sure how good it's going to be.
We're about a quarter way done with the cotton. It seems to be averaging right around two bales, a little, maybe just a hair over.
West Tennessee row crop farmers have all but completed their corn harvest, and now the focus has quickly turned to cotton and soybeans. Crockett County producer Ross Vaya says he's still a couple of weeks away from picking his cotton crop, and despite the hot summer, he's hopeful for an average crop, but his 900 acres of beans are a mixed bag.
Now, the first beans we've shelled, the first couple hundred acres, was shelling about in the low 30s, and which, it, I mean, that's not real good, but it's a lot better than it could have been on a really dry year. But when we started in the Group 4 beans, they've dropped down to about 20.
In Madison County, John Moore says he is harvesting his cotton crop earlier than he can remember. And while the summer heat affected his crop as well, he did receive some of those scattered showers throughout the growing season.
The heat we had in June really got it growing fast. I had my first bloom June the 27th, and everybody pushes to have a bloom by the 4th of July, and it did really come in early. And of course, I'm gonna say we're at least two and a half weeks ahead of schedule. And if everything goes right, we'll be done probably at least with the cotton by middle of October, which is the earliest I've ever done it.
Now, statewide farmers expect to harvest about 387,000 acres of cotton and about 1.41 million acres of soybeans. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.